Editor-in-Chief and Associate Publisher, Senior Vice President of Publications for AOPA Magazine. Mac McClellan, Editor-in-Chief of Flying Magazine. Mike Sullivan, Reporter for the Atlantic Flyer. And Patrick Panzera is Editor of Contact Magazine. Welcome to all of you gentlemen. And welcome to the aircraft that have joined us as well.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. As long as you're just talking normally, the just nice ambiance in the background. But we are actually in the old air show center or air operations building of Oshkosh or EAA. The new air operations center was inaugurated on Monday, the Charlie Hillard Air Operations Center. And so now it has become our domain as we do our morning show from this roof. Did any of you get to take in some of the user fee forum this today?
Yeah, I just returned from there.
And it's been a very busy legislative season. And so I think that's probably one of the it's on the tips of the tongues of most pilots around here is user fees and what shape that's going to take. Tom, what were your impressions of the discussion today?
Well, it was fairly intense discussion with all the aviation associations well represented and making the point that to the really capacity crowd over at the forum tent was that really user fees for anybody is user fees for everybody. And that's the real message that people need to understand is that if we allow any user fees for any segment of aviation, then it's only a matter of time until that user fees will be really out of control, because when is the last time you've seen a government charge go down?
David?
Well, Tom's got it right. My taxes haven't gone down any time that I can remember in my lifetime. You may have seen the EAAers unite to say no against user fees buttons around the AirVenture grounds. If you want to get one, go over to AirVenture's member village, get your picture taken, and sign the petition. Just like the AOPA, EAA, all of us have editorialized against these things, and you can have your voice. What a nice airplane. You can have your voice be heard over the sound of that great thrust here alongside of us by
that's the Buckeye, right?
Yeah, that was great.
Four of them, yeah.
By going over to Member Village and signing up to have your voice heard here on the grounds.
Mac, have we seen the last of this? What do you think is going to end up as far as the legislative, the bill, the final funding bill?
Well, I think thanks to the efforts of the associations and pilots and airplane owners that my hope and expectation is that we'll see something similar to what we've had in the past, where fuel taxes are the contribution from non-scheduled flying, and with a reasonable contribution by the general tax fund as a representation of how aviation benefits every citizen, in the same way that all government services are spread around. And so I really expect that to happen. That doesn't mean that we don't need to keep making our views known to the legislators. To me, the cost of a user fee, it of course would be onerous, but it is a first step and is symbolic of restriction, limitation to access. And that is something that we just cannot survive without, and that is denial of access to airspace. The money is, none of us want to pay more. I believe we will pay more. My hope is that increased payment will be in the form of an efficient fuel tax, continuing the same pattern we've had, but most importantly, that we'll continue to have the first-come, first-serve access to the airspace system.
Mike, what do you make of the arguments of probably from the airline sector that GA is not paying their fair share?
Well, I would say that it's an issue of statistics and choosing the right metrics. And depending on what side of the argument you wish to articulate, we've seen examples they've chosen metrics that support their position and would indicate that perhaps we're not paying our fair share. But, you know, it's a community. Part 121 guys are part of the community, but so are we. And so I agree with Matt. We pay our fair share. Like many things nowadays, perhaps we have to pay a little bit more. But I think it's very important that the coalition stay together, that we not allow ourselves to be picked apart, if I might say so. And I think AOPA has done a very good job of leveling the playing field with accurate metrics and saying we are paying our fair share. And more important than paying our fair share, that the mechanism that allows us to pay our fair share is the least bureaucratic solution, because every other collection mechanism that's been discussed involves a bureaucracy, and that's just going to drive the price up.
Pat, what effect does this have on builders? Maybe the impending user fees or the possibility of user fees, what would it have on people who are looking maybe to build an airplane? Will it scare them away?
Well, I've already had people contact me by email and letting me know that because of the impending user fees and the current rate of gasoline as it is, that aviation is no longer becoming affordable for them, and they've actually been canceling subscriptions and just getting out of aviation. That's been my personal experience. But one thing I do want to say is that as an individual, as a private pilot, who I don't put a lot of pressure on the system. Most of my flights are local. I don't use the system. I'll use the runway, but I might use the lights at night, but I'm not using the system and putting any pressure on it. Those of us who, individuals like that, we kind of feel rather helpless with the whole situation of what's going to, you know, what's being imposed or proposed to be imposed. But we need to support the EAA and the AOPA's efforts as a whole. I'm a strong believer in both of these organizations and the membership and what they can do for us in a larger body. And therefore, I have taken the liberties to reprint some of the AOPA's standings in our magazine.
We are talking, that was Patrick Panzera, editor of Contact Magazine. Also, you heard from Mike Sullivan, a reporter for the Atlantic Flyer, Mac McClellan, editor-in-chief of Flying Magazine, David Hipschman is editor of EA Sport Aviation, and Tom Haynes is editor-in-chief of the AOPA Magazine. Boy, I feel like I'm in this very high-powered room. I want to talk with you. I want to ask David and Tom, you know, there's been a huge legislative partnership as far as this fight goes between AOPA and EAA. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the work you've done together?
Well, before we go there, I just want to follow on something that we were all just talking about, and it's important to remember that we are a community. We all work together on issues of concern to all of us. But you've all heard the phrase preaching to the choir. I can't imagine any aviator, whatever organization they belong to, whatever magazine they like the best, being on what I would say is the wrong side of the user fee debate. But the thing we have to remember is we're talking about the United States government, and what makes the United States government notice is constituents. Between the AOPA, a great organization, and the EAA, we're delivering those kinds of numbers, but it's not enough. We, each of us, individuals, pilots, wherever we live, have to engage our neighbors and our friends who are non-pilots in this discussion, because, count them, there aren't enough pilots in America to really make senators and congresspeople notice. But if regular people who are not aviators begin to talk to their congresspeople about this, about the importance of aviation across the board, whether it's for recreation, whether it's for medical, moving from medevac, whether it's commercial aviation, even whether it's for airlines, that's the kind of voice that really, really gets heard in Washington. If you turn the argument on its side and think about if user fees were being proposed for your automobile to take your child to the soccer game or to school, I mean, we all pay fuel taxes when we drive our cars. We all pay local, state, and federal taxes that help build the highway infrastructure in America. And occasionally we pay tolls when we're using high maintenance, huge roads around the country. But people driving big trucks that move commerce pay a larger share of the tolls than the individual who's taking their family on a vacation. So I think that we have to broaden the discussion outside of the pilot community, because most non-aviators don't understand aviation, general aviation, let alone a discussion about user fees.
We're going to take Tom, you're going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say that David's right. It's been great cooperation among all the aviation organizations, and but the important point is that we do have to go on beyond preaching to the choir, and there are alliances out there that are now forming that include all sorts of other organizations, individual chambers of commerce, the Grange, and the corn growers, and rural communities, all who will be negatively impacted because general aviation is very much a way of life for them and much more important to them than it is for those of us who may live along the coast where we have very convenient airline transportation available to us. That's not true across the whole country.
You're listening to EAA Radio. We're going to take a quick break on our Aviation Journalist Roundtable. 10 minutes past 1 o'clock. You're listening to EAA Radio.